Adrian Tograhi is an internationally recognised authority in the field of neuro-linguistic programming for the financial community. She's the best-selling author of 13 books and has provided training for major financial institutions, including the Chicago Board of Trade and the New York and Chicago Mercantile Exchanges. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Carolyn.
So why do most people lose in the markets?
Most people lose in the markets because they don't prepare themselves properly. When you consider the fact that if you want to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, or any profession that will give you a large salary, you have to go to school and you have to pay tens of thousands of dollars and you have to put a lot of time and energy into it. People come into trading and they think they can read a book or take a course and automatically that's going to make them very successful in trading. But the fact is that 90% of the people that come into the markets lose. And why do the 10% make it? Because they get the proper education and they do what is necessary to follow their rules by taking care of their psychology.
So why do traders get upset even when they make a small loss in the markets when overall they know that's part of the big picture?
When you think back in your life to everything bad that's ever happened to you, there was always a loss involved. When you were a kid, you lost a game. When you got older, perhaps you lost your job or you lost a spouse or you got a divorce. And there's this place inside of ourselves that I call the cesspool. And in the cesspool, we accumulate all of the emotional losses that we've had in our life. So now here you are as a trader, and a trader, it's a trip of discovery about yourself. Mm. So you have one loss and it's just part of the game. Then you have a second loss and you start feeling a little uncomfortable. By the third loss, all of a sudden, something happens. You dip into that cesspool, and then it's not about that loss. It's about all the losses that have happened to you in your life. And then you're wondering why you are so emotionally involved. Well, you're so emotionally involved because of all of those other losses. And when you accumulate that over a period of time, you know, you have the first series of three losses, and then you have the second series of three losses, and then you do that over and over again, it becomes a conditioning. It becomes an anchor of bad responses. And what happens is over a period of time, you get panicked. You're not able to perform.
So what can traders do to overcome their fear of loss?
Consider how it happened in the first place. How do we create an emotion? We create an emotion by creating a picture. Mm. And in this picture, what we see is something perhaps that's very negative. And then we create words in our head. And those words are very negative. So the negative pictures, the negative words lead you to an emotion. And then an emotion feels uncomfortable. It shuts down our neurology. And when you shut down your neurology, all of a sudden you behave stupidly and you do stupid things and you start sabotaging your results in trading. So what you have to do is start to change the pictures on a regular basis in a mental rehearsal of things that can go right. Because if you have positive pictures and positive dialogue, then what will happen, and you do that over a period of time, you create a positive condition response, a positive anchor, and then eventually you get to the point where that emotion becomes part of you rather than the negative emotion.
Can you give us an example of how we process these mental pictures?
Well, consider the fact that when you create negative pictures, you do it over a period of time. And maybe you're not even thinking of the picture anymore. Maybe you're not even thinking of the words in your head. All you get is the emotion. And then what happens is you don't even know why you started that emotion in the first place. We have a tendency of repeating and repeating the same pictures in a loop over and over and over and over again. And then and it can be totally unrelated to trading. And then when we get to trading, that loop is still in us, the loop of not the picture, not the words, but the loop of the emotion. So getting back to what you originally asked, and that is about how do we change that loop? We change the loop by repeating the mental rehearsal over and over and over. Now, Of course, if it's really deep-seated, if it's stuff that has to do with a big trauma in your life, you're probably going to need some deeper work.
How specific shall we go with our visualizations?
Well, the way that I work with people is I have them see themselves coming to the trading desk and going through all of their list of how they see an opportunity and do the checkoff list and take the opportunity, see themselves winning with the opportunity and making the right choices. And they do that over and over and over again. This is conscious coaching. And conscious coaching is just good advice. There are many people that will give you advice during the day. And a lot of that advice is really good. But sometimes that advice goes by the wayside because it is not something that will penetrate deeply. You don't take it that seriously that you will put it into your neurological system to make a grand change. Sometimes you need something deeper.
There are a lot of trading coaches out there. What's the differences between what they offer and what you offer?
There are different levels of coaching. The coaching on the conscious level, this is what I do in my books. This is what I do in my tapes. And then there's the coaching on the subconscious level. That is when my conscious mind is dealing with your subconscious mind. And then there is the my conscious mind dealing with your unconscious mind. And then there is the level of the spirit, and there's the level of energy, and all of those deeper things, they come with private consulting, they come with my top performance seminar. And that's the kind of thing that is going to make the permanent changes, the changes that will be instantaneous. There's this old joke, if you bear with me, about a man who looks in the telephone book when a ship breaks down. And he sees this guy that says, I can fix any ship. And he calls him, and the guy comes down, and the guy looks this way and this way, and he goes, bung, and all of a sudden the ship starts. And he says, this is fantastic. Give me a bill. So the guy gives him a bill, and it says $1,000. And the guy said, $1,000? I want an itemized statement. And he says, sure, He says, $1 for the tap and $999 to know where to tap.
You're the where.
I'm the where to tap. After doing this for 24 years, you get to the point where you're very seldom surprised with anything that that someone gives to you as far as sabotage is concerned. Because human beings, whether they're in the performing arts or in sports or in trading, they're all the same when it comes to performance.
So what does a trader need to know to be successful in this game?
What it takes to be successful in trading is, first of all, you have to have the right passion. It has to be where you get up in the morning and you say, hot damn, it's a new day and I just can't wait to get to that trading desk because I love it. And then you have to have the commitment to stick through some hard times. You have to study the markets, study the basics of the markets. You know, Jesse Livermore's Reminiscence of a Stock Operator is a real good base to start with. And then you have to read about traders to find out which particular trading style is for you. Then you have to look at your resources. How much money do you have? How much time do you have? And then you have to hone in on which type of time frame you want and which type of strategy and which type of instrument you want to trade. Then you have to develop a system or methodology, a criteria for entering and exiting a trade. Why will this theory work? Then you test that theory. And in that testing, do you find that you can follow your rules in simulation? And if you can't follow your rules in simulation, you're not going to be able to do it in real-time trading. So you better start getting some help. And then if you go on and you find that you're great in simulation and you go on to trading real live money and it's not working for you and everything you've done right, then you need, again, the psychology of trading, because you have to be able to follow your rules. If you have good rules and you follow those rules, you're going to make money.
Adrian, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you so much for your time.
For more information about Adrian and the services she offers, contact her at tradingontarget.com. Sick of being the smartest person in the room? Tell your friends about the Talking Trading podcast and let them come to the party too. TalkingTrading.com.au